Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
20% is know-how, and I can give you 15% of that right now. Right? There are four things.
Okay.
You got to water your lawn. You got to feed your lawn. You got to get control of those weeds, and you got to mow your lawn at the right height. Done. There, you can get into like the lime composition of your soil and all that. You do those things, you're going to be great.
So I kind of...
Go ahead, caller, with your questions.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Vetrano.
Eric Bilstead off today. Adam Roberts in this house as we take you into the holiday weekend. Morning, Adam. Thank you.
Good morning, Vince.
I thanked you, but this is really your job. So
you're welcome.
Yes. So we've not heard from Ascension Healthcare on the cyber attack that crippled patient care. This is more than 2 weeks now. Haven't heard from Ascension since earlier this week. I have asked Ascension to give us a spokesperson, someone, anyone to come on the show to offer an explanation, an update, and answer some questions. And to this point, they continue just to point us to the website for updates, the last of which came on Tuesday. Ascension continues to work with industry-leading cybersecurity experts to investigate the recent ransomware attack and to rebuild and restore our system securely. While this process continues in earnest, our hospitals and facilities remain open and are providing care. Patients should continue to monitor the regional updates portion of this webpage for the latest information on a state-by-state basis. I clicked on Wisconsin and nothing new there. Ascension has 140 hospitals across the country. And it was hit with a ransomware attack that basically blocked their access to patient records and virtually everything on the computer.
It's been challenging because we've relied on the computer so long that we have to go back to paper. Radiology will get the orders on the computer. Instead, we have to handwrite the order and make sure it's delivered to them.
That is the voice of a nurse at an Ascension hospital in the Detroit area. Talking to the Fox 2 News there, and so concerned was this nurse about speaking out that they concealed her voice and identity.
That line sticks out to me, too. We haven't had to ever not use computers, so we're back to paper.
Think about how many young people in healthcare in their 20s or maybe even into their 30s who've never written a prescription by hand or delivered a lab note on a piece of paper.
Imagine getting out of a university, first job is right out of college at an Ascension hospital, and suddenly, all right, we're going to throw this at you.
Yeah. So we've heard from patients at Ascension who've had appointments canceled or worse, been in the hospital where they are deeply affected by this. So this nurse in Detroit said, at least where she works, they are doing everything they can.
We're working closer together because we all have the heart where patient care comes first, and that's something that no hacker can take away is our heartfelt service to others.
I do appreciate that. I mean, that is a tough job in healthcare right now anyway. And then to go in and face that adversity each and every day and still be trying to care for people whose lives hang in the balance, it's important. And if they are doing everything they can with this added stress, we're certainly grateful for that. But it's a burden.
Absolutely. And we saw, of course, during the pandemic, this come to the front light as well, especially those first few months where we just didn't know anything. And you really started to hear about just the already existing stresses in the world of healthcare. And it's kind of starting to come to the surface again.
Are they making progress? You were telling me the other day, one of our teammates who's, and I'm an Ascension patient as well, and I don't have any pending appointments, so I haven't been directly affected, but one of our buddies here.
Yeah, my newsroom teammate Wyatt was texting and saying that an appointment message at least came through via text. So at least, and it's anecdotal, but it does seem
something's
like they're
working.
Sending something out. Was hearing also that someone was able to get their prescriptions filled again, which was a big sticking point early on in this, that they couldn't even get prescriptions filed. So that's also a good sign. Vince, I'm also an Ascension patient, and again, thankfully, have not had appointments either, but I am hearing from people who use St. Mary's down on the east side that there have been problems.
So right now, no timeline on when things will be fully restored, but we're now weeks into the effects of this major cyber attack on so many families here in southeast Wisconsin. 6:15, we've got sports coming up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Brewers back in action after an off day Thursday. We got the Red Sox tonight.
Look who's got Smart Pack.
at Boston, at Fenway Park. Big market, storied ball club, historic stadium, the Green Monster.
It's not my favorite place to play for sure.
Brewers general manager Matt Arnold. Never mind all that. He was talking with us earlier this week. Matt did say he like fans, respects the history of the ballpark, and it's cool for the guys to be on that stage. But you can't be historic if you're not also really old. And sometimes that means it's not too nice.
Frankly, like the clubhouse is a little bit of a nightmare, and I think it's gotten better, but it's definitely the smallest in the major leagues, and you know, not great.
The Brewers will return home on Memorial Day to play the Cubs. Former manager Craig Counsell back in town for the first time with his new club. The weekend series with the Red Sox begins tonight. It's a 6:10 first pitch at Fenway Park.
Smat Pack.
And there's a watch party tonight at Major Goolsby's downtown as the Milwaukee Admirals could take the series in Grand Rapids.
Across the Griffins blue to the right hash marks. Drop for Avanasyev, a shot from the right circle. Scored! They scored! The Admirals win in overtime on a deflection in front.
Now, overtime win against the Griffins on Wednesday. That puts the Admirals three periods away from closing out the second round Calder Cup playoff series tonight. You're a big ads fan, right?
I would say so. Debbie and I are probably the in-house Admirals faithful, and it's great that they're right down the hall here. Yeah, I've been to some of those Goolsby's watch parties, and just for a regular season game, it's rowdy. You talk about a clinching playoff game. Insanity.
Just on a Tuesday, Goolsby's is rowdy. Right. So what do you want to have happen, you two? Because if they lose tonight, then it's back here in Milwaukee for Game 5, which would be cool and all, but I'm kind of a fan of taking care of business.
Yeah, I just want them to wrap it up.
Yeah, me too. It's been a little bit nerve-wracking. We just want to make sure they dominate and just get to the next one, and then we can play around later.
So if they don't win, Game 5 would be Sunday at UWM Panther Arena. Admirals and Griffins tonight. Puck drops at 6 o'clock. At 6:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News, front end of the holiday weekend, and it's a time we will spend some time talking about the various Memorial Day observances that are ahead. But for a lot of folks, there's also some grilling and whatnot involved, some patio time, Adam.
Absolutely. Every summer, Kilbourne Reservoir down the street is ablaze with grill smoke.
I have to admit, and this is an interesting debate, would love to hear from you, 855-616-1620 on the WTMJ talk and text line. I may be converted.
Explain.
Bratwurst cooking, preparation, and condimenting, all things that are wonderfully controversial in Wisconsin.
You like brats?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure I do. You thanks. So last summer, I asked Ralph Stayer, owner of Johnsonville, what is the proper condiment for a brat?
The best thing to put on a Johnsonville brat is your teeth.
Thanks, Ralph. So you tend to get these diplomatic type of answers from your sausage makers, right? And I was asking also about how to grill brats. I have always been, I don't know what your methodology is, everybody has their way. I've always been a boil in the beer, butter, onions thing first, then I throw them on the grill, brown them over, they're all hot right off the grill, and then we go.
See, I sometimes just skip the boil outright. If they're in the package
That's
and
fine.
I'm on
you
a tight clock, I just throw them right on there. Though, I will admit, I do enjoy a good light beer boil. Usually go with Miller Lite, just local choice, okay. Easy to find.
So, but boil first and then grill?
Correct. Boil first.
So I know somebody who works with Johnsonville, and I recently brought this up to her.
Oh, please don't do that.
Charlie Murphy's cooking Johnsonville brat! Johnsonville brat!
Folks can't resist the simply great taste of Johnsonville brat.
Had to. So she also, very diplomatic in her response, but I'm like, what do you all recommend there? Is there a proper way to do it? And she shared this step by step. If you were going to go with the grill first. First, you had it here. Great question. You can do either.
Rest assured.
Right. As long as you're choosing our brats, we don't care how you do them. But she says Johnsonville swears by the brat tub approach in which you grill them first and then let them simmer in the delicious brat tub bath. I am including that approach below. You can't go wrong either way. So here's her recipe for the bath. 2 to 3 bottles of beer, a couple of tablespoons of butter, big old white or yellow onion sliced up. Half a lemon. She says throw some bay leaves in there. 3 bay leaves.
Bay leaves. Hmm. I don't think I've heard that one.
Whole peppercorns as well. I don't know if you need all that, but whatever. And here's the approach, she says. Place foil baking pan over medium heat on charcoal or gas grill and add the butter. So you get one of those, I use a disposable pan for that, you know, get them for a couple of bucks at the grocery store. She said you want to melt the butter first, grill until the butter is melted, add the onions, the bay leaves, the peppercorns, cover with the foil, and cook for 20 minutes, stirring occasionally until onions are tender. Careful, because the first time I tried it this way, I burned the hell out of the onions.
Dude, that doesn't smell good either.
No. That wasn't great. There's a fine line on onions where it's either a nice, clear look that you get to them, or they're just black.
Yeah, exactly. Well, mine were black. But the flavor was fine nonetheless. So she said, then you add the beer and the onion and all that other stuff, and then you bring that to a simmer. Then you grill the brats, cook them over real nice, and then you throw them in the hot brat tub bath.
Say that five
Sorry.
Times fast.
Brat hot tub. That's what they call it.
The brat tub.
And then she says, if you haven't burned them like I did, you serve it up with the onions from the bath right there on the brat.
Nice. See, now this all reads to me as a lot of a process for someone who just usually just throws them on.
So one of the challenges is if you get your sausage frozen, you know, like you don't want to throw them on the grill frozen. Mm-hmm. So you got to have them thawed if you're going to do this method. So that the boiling
Wait,
of the beer.
What happens if you do?
If you throw them on frozen?
Yeah.
I think that's uneven cooking, Dan.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to mess around with that. I mean, you can do it, but yeah.
But people will tell you.
Don't recommend it.
Something's off.
So which way is right? You guys, I've always been a boil first, grill second. Twice now I've tried this other approach where I grill them first and then let them simmer in that thing after. It's a superior method.
Mm.
It's tastier. The casing is tighter. You get a little bit of snap, and then they're juicier.
That's what you look for. Mm.
But I guess it is a bigger pain, I think.
It does make sense, though. These people, they do know what they're talking about.
And once again, we're talking about food, and you didn't bring any for the class. Thanks, Vince.
Sorry about that. So, I don't know. Be interested to hear your method, 855-616-1620, if you swear by one way or another.
Oh, please don't do that.
Charlie Murphy, fucking Johnsonville Brat! Johnsonville Brat!
Folks can't resist the simply great taste of Johnsonville Brats.
So this high school golfer had his clubs trashed by the tornado in Iowa. Internet, social media, and Callaway to the rescue. That story coming up in sports at 6:45.
What a lovely tease. And speaking of golf, Vince, it was 1 week ago today in the midst of Wisconsin's morning news that we learned that the number one ranked golfer in the world was being arrested during the PGA Championship in Louisville at Valhalla Country, our golf club. And now we're seeing extra video, new video from Louisville police, the only one they have in that incident, and it is not body cam video from the officer who had the interaction. Here's ABC's Steve Austin Sumi.
People are now asking questions about the detective's police report, where he says Scheffler refused to comply with his directions and dragged him with his car so badly that parts of his uniform were damaged beyond repair. None of that is seen in either of the two videos police are releasing that show them arresting the golfer and walking him in handcuffs without incident. Police announced that they're disciplining Detective Gillis for not having turned on his body camera, which would have answered many questions.
Yeah, I'm watching that video right now. ABC's got it. And yeah, you just see him in cuffs, patiently walking back. There doesn't appear to be any sort of physical exchange going on. We saw the earlier video where the car is trying. They had said that he went by the officer and then kept trying to get into the country club. Well, you see it kind of come in. And then they stop, and there's two officers in these sort of high-vis vests that just kind of come to the window, and there's an exchange happening immediately, but it doesn't appear to be anything physical.
Yeah, this new video is not going to shed a whole lot of light on what happened just before, and that's the unfortunate part, is folks want to know exactly what was said. Were deliberate instructions from a law enforcement officer denied? Did he go against what someone said that he was supposed to do? Because even if you feel like you're in the right, when a cop tells you to do something, you have to do it.
Right. And there's also new info coming out on that officer as well. The officer, Brian Gillis, according to records that were revealed yesterday, he does have a history of disciplinary records against him, multiple suspensions as well. So this is all kind of shaping up to kind of unravel at the seams a bit.
Yeah, looking more in Scottie Scheffler's favor of late. About 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News. At 6:43 on this Friday morning, the holiday weekend is upon us. You talk a lot about travel and folks heading up north maybe for the first time this season, ball games, summer cookouts. Let us not forget the reason that we have this Monday off. It is Memorial Day. We rightly honor our men and women of the armed forces regularly, celebrate them, but Memorial Day is specifically reserved to honor those who've died in service to our country. Let me get you a few of the ceremonies and remembrances that are happening through the weekend. Starting today already on the lakefront, and you may have already noticed the Field of Flags at Veterans Park. You rode by there the other day. It's spectacular.
Absolutely. Over 27,000 flags planted outside the Milwaukee War Memorial on the lakefront, and when it's a windy day, it looks absolutely amazing.
27,316 flags, each representing a Wisconsinite who died in service dating back to the Civil War. You have an opening ceremony at the War Memorial this morning, 11 a.m., and the flags will remain through much of next week. Southern Wisconsin Veterans Cemetery in Union Grove, where Grandma and Grandpa Vetrano are laid to rest. God rest their souls. They have the big service on Sunday. That one is at 11 a.m. Milwaukee VA with a huge event at Wood National Cemetery. That's a 9 a.m. start on Memorial Day Monday. That's the cemetery you can see right off the freeway there. It's near American Family Field. This ceremony is open to the public as well. American Legion Band will play, service flags posted, presentation of wreaths. I've gone to this one as well. It's interesting. It's moving. They usually have flags marching each of the graves at the cemetery as well. So very nice event. That is Monday morning at Wood National Cemetery. Wauwatosa is planning to announce plans for a future veterans memorial at Hart Park during their service, which is Monday. That's a 9 a.m. start near the skate park in Wauwatosa. And Wisconsin Memorial Park, that's the one on Capitol Drive in Brookfield. They've got activities and ceremonies through the day Monday. Field of Honor, military memorabilia display, which is very impressive. I've seen that as well. Those things all open to the public. Just kind of scratching the surface here. Many local communities will do their own thing as well. So encourage you to feel welcome and to honor the sacrifice of the men and women of our armed forces this weekend.
For an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Brewers in Boston tonight to face the Red Sox. There have been so many injuries to our club this season, particularly to the pitching staff. You start to wonder, how are we still filling out the roster? I mean, like, we've had to call a lot of guys up.
Some good news. I did see D.L. Hall making a rehab start yesterday and at least is showing some positive signs.
Yeah, starter Joe Ross just went on the injured list earlier this week. Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold talking with us on Wisconsin's Morning News. Another chance for a young guy to shine.
Tobias Myers coming in, you know, is going to be a big help for us. He's pitched in some big games for us and done a really good job. He did a nice job out of the bullpen the other day. And so, look, we're going to have a number of guys have to step up, and that's just kind of been our MO all season.
Brewers will return home to face the Cubs on Memorial Day Monday. This weekend, it's a three-game series against the Sox. Tonight, it's a 6:10 first pitch from Fenway Park. Milwaukee Admirals could close out their second-round playoff series against the Griffins tonight. They're still in Grand Rapids. If you want to check it out, watch party at Major Goolsby's downtown. Puck drops at 6 o'clock our time. If we don't win, Adam, you would get a Game 5 there at UWM Panther Arena on Monday.
I would love to attend with all of my wonderful WTMJ teammates. We could get Panther Arena rocking. When it's full, it is loud. And I'm very happy that they moved from the former Bradley Center to Panther Arena.
Cool,
it just works better for that.
But let's maybe take care of business this week. And then there'll be plenty of hockey ahead, right? Mm-hmm. Next series? Okay.
Right.
And in amateur golf and weather news this morning, we talked earlier this week about the devastating twister that leveled Greenfield, Iowa earlier this week. So this here is recent high school grad Bradley Giebe talking with Channel 13 News out of Des Moines.
I lost a lot, including my golf clubs. I had like $3,000 into that. I'd like to shout out TaylorMade and Titleist and Callaway. I really need new sets or a new set. I lost it.
I mean, the kid saw his shot and he took it.
I love that when you have that spotlight on you and you realize, all right, I'm looking into the camera. Hey, guys.
Right.
Help a guy out.
So that clip got posted to social media. Callaway Golf jumped on it immediately. Chance for some good publicity, obviously. And now, sports guy at Channel 13 there out of Des Moines is reporting. Callaway Golf is in touch with Bradley, who just graduated Nodaway High School Sunday. And Callaway says it will provide a full upgrade of clubs and gear. Bradley was on the Wolverines golf team, and his sense of humor at a tough time is inspiring. At 6:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News, bringing our friend and teammate from ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel, I get asked a lot for lawn advice, and I appreciate that because I enjoy one.
I mean, you get involved with lawn wars. You proudly...
I am fully engaged in lawn wars, yes.
You proudly post pictures of your lawn on social media. And they look... I mean, you should get asked
Thank
for
you.
Advice because the pictures... look fantastic, my friend. Like you clearly know what you're doing. You put a lot of care into your lawn. It's obvious that it's a passion that you have.
I get asked very often this question. What's your secret? No secret. 80% of lawn care is just effort. 20% is know-how. And I can give you 15% of that right now. Right? There are four things.
Okay.
You got to water your lawn. You got to feed your lawn. You got to get control of those weeds. And you got to mow your lawn at the right height. Done. There. You can get into like the lime composition of your soil and all of that. You do those things, you're going to be great.
So I kind of...
Go ahead, caller, with your questions.
do you have a recommendation on a lawnmower if your patch of grass at the house you just bought is smaller than the table we're currently sitting at?
So Gabe shows me this picture. And it's like a... I don't know. What would you say? Is it like 6 feet wide, maybe?
Yeah, not even. I mean, in some spaces, I don't know. So me and my wife bought a house in February, and I did kind of want a little bit of a backyard, and this house just didn't have it, but it had a lot of the other things that checked the box.
Sure, okay.
So we ended up buying the house, and the front of the house, it's all landscaped. I don't even know if I want all the landscaping on like the other side of my sidewalk, you know, space of grass between the road and your side and the sidewalk. So we may do some things up there, but out back, especially with where we live on the Lower East Side, we have a garage, which is rare. Like most of the houses around us have usually like some sort of yard in the back. We do not. We have our garage, but they decided to leave this tiny little patch of grass.
14 square feet
of lawn. Like, I don't know what to do with it. So I got made fun of on my morning show on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy over on 94.5 ESPN because I got one of the old school. Just it's got the rotating, you know, rotating blades because I look at that and I go, by the time it takes me to pull my arm out of the socket to get in, you know, to pull the cable or to pull the ripcord on a... on a lawnmower.
Yeah, you're not getting an $800 Toro.
No. Why would I? Right. I went on Amazon, got this thing for $75. You know
so
what I mowed
the lawn?
So you're
talking about like the old-timey reel mower.
Yeah,
like it's just, not power. It's just
fellow member of the real gang.
It's powered, Vinny. It's powered
right
here.
It's powered by muscle.
It's powered right here.
Neitzel power.
But I just go out when I'm watching the golf on Sunday during a commercial break and get it done. Like that's how quickly I can do this thing, and yet I was being made fun of. But not just them, but also I sent a picture to my friends because, again, I'm a little bit later in life at this point. At 38 years old, all my other friends had kind of bought houses or whatever, and I'm showing them this lawnmower, and they're making fun of me for the lawnmower that I bought.
Well, what is their alternative? They wanted you to get like a full on power mower. I have a Honda.
Get a riding mower.
Right.
I mean, Chewy suggested that...
Get yourself a zero turn.
Chewy suggested that the beard trimmer that I have that doesn't get a lot of... doesn't really get a lot of, you know, use, that just go ahead and get back there with the hand clip. So they had suggestions for me.
I would suggest you could have gone with a string trimmer and just be done with
it. Get a goat.
If you didn't want the full-on... I used to have... I had a small lawn in Bayview. My wife and I, our first house, and there too, and we had a big hill, you know, classic Bayview house, right? You got the big stairs that lead up and whatever. We had a big hill. Like, I don't know if I could have put a power mower on that.
Oh,
and same kind of thing. You know, I had a little bit more room than your two stripes there. But yeah, it was, I have no problem with that. You got to get that thing sharpened, though.
Oh,
Once a season, for sure. You got to take it in. Not a lot of places do that.
Really? Once a season? Well, have you seen the size of that thing?
Yes.
Like, once
you know
a season on a normal-sized lawn?
Yes.
Man, sure. Like you said, it's just voot, voot, and I'm done.
All right, let me revise and extend my remarks. In the lifetime of the mower, maybe. Maybe one time. Give her a sharpen.
All right.
You're good. I appreciate
it.
And come to me with any other questions.
Well, okay, I most certainly will, because you're my go-to guy when it comes to lawn care.
I'll give you a handful of Milorganite to sprinkle down on that.
It doesn't take much.